Hello, this is the Supreme Court decision syllabus in Bissonnette versus LePage Bakeries. Certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Argued February 20, 2024. Decided April 12, 2024. Respondent Flowers Foods, Inc. produces and markets baked goods that are distributed nationwide. Petitioners Neil Bissonnette and Tyler Wojnarowski owned the rights to distribute Flowers products in certain parts of Connecticut. To purchase those rights, they entered into contracts with Flowers that require any disputes to be arbitrated under the Federal Arbitration Act. That's 9 U.S.C. Section 1. After petitioners sued Flowers and two of its subsidiaries for violating state and federal wage laws, Flowers moved to compel arbitration. Petitioners responded that they are exempt from coverage under the FAA as they fall within an exception in Section 1 of the Act for contracts of employment of seamen, railroad employees, or any other class of workers engaged in foreign or interstate commerce. The district court dismissed the case in favor of arbitration, concluding that petitioners were not transportation workers exempt from the Act under Section 1. The Second Circuit ultimately affirmed on the ground that the Section 1 exemption was available only to workers in the transportation industry, but the petitioners were in the bakery industry. Held. A transportation worker need not work in the transportation industry to be exempt from coverage under Section 1 of the FAA. The court has long recognized that the exemption in Section 1 is limited to transportation workers. See Circuit City versus Adams. Applying the adjustem generis canon of statutory interpretation to Section 1, the court in Circuit City read the general phrase class of workers engaged in commerce to be controlled and defined by reference to the specific categories seamen and railroad employees that precede it. The court concluded that the linkage between seamen and railroad employees is that they are both transportation workers, and the court thus interpreted the class of workers in the residual clause of Section 1 to be limited in the same way. The court again considered the scope of the residual clause in Southwest Airlines versus Saxon and declined to adopt an industry-wide approach to Section 1, rejecting the employee's claim that she was a member of a class of workers engaged in foreign or interstate commerce simply because she worked for an airline and carried out its customary work. Instead, the language of Section 1, referring to workers who are engaged in commerce, focuses on the performance of work rather than the industry of the employer. The relevant question was what the employee does at the airline, not what the airline does generally. Saxon. Here, the Second Circuit fashioned its transportation industry requirement without any guide in the text of Section 1 or this court's precedents. The Second Circuit decided that an entity would be considered within the transportation industry if it pegs its charges chiefly to the movement of goods or passengers, and its predominant source of commercial revenue is generated by that movement. But that test would often turn on arcane riddles about the nature of a company's services. For example, does a pizza delivery company derive its revenue mainly from pizza or delivery? Extensive discovery might be necessary before deciding a motion to compel arbitration, adding expenses and delay to every FAA case. That complexity and uncertainty would breed litigation from a statute that seeks to avoid it. See Circuit City, quoting Allied Bruce, Teraminix Companies versus Dobson. B. Flowers argues that the Section 1 exemption would sweep too broadly without an implied transportation industry requirement. Because virtually all products move in interstate commerce, Flowers warns that nearly all workers who load or unload goods would be exempt from arbitration. But Section 1 does not define the class of exempt workers in such limitless terms. Instead, as the court held in Saxon, a transportation worker is one who is actively engaged in transportation of goods across borders via the channels of foreign or interstate commerce. In other words, a transportation worker must at least play a direct and necessary role in the free flow of goods across borders. Quoting Circuit City, these requirements undermine any attempt to give the provision a sweeping, open-ended construction, instead limiting Section 1 to its appropriately narrow scope. Vacated and remanded. Chief Justice Roberts delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Thanks for listening to the Supreme Court Decision Syllabus, as always. Read without commentary or input. Be sure to subscribe. Share with colleagues, classmates, anybody who might be interested. Thanks for listening.